News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, on yesterday's show, we spoke to the Sunday Independent columnist Conor Skehan on why he believes Ireland's planning system has ditched common sense. Just have a listen to what he had to say.
The results of the planning systems that we have at the moment are not meeting our needs. When the governor of the central bank uses the word planning failure four times in a sentence to explain where the real issue is, we've got to listen to him.
Okay, that was Conor Skehan on the show yesterday. Gavin Lawler is president of the Irish Planning Institute. He joins us now. Gavin, you heard what Conor had to say. Is planning part of the problem? Are you guys part of the problem?
Hi, Shane. Well, look, there's no denying that planning is part of the problem, but it's not the problem, as everybody has said. I've said it to you before on the show that planning has become the whipping boy for the housing crisis. If it was that simple, we'd have solved it already, unfortunately. We've poured a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of thought into how to improve the planning system, and yet we still find ourselves in a situation, in fact, in a worse situation than we were last year.
Just before we get back to Conor, is the governor of the central bank wrong?
Yeah, 100% wrong. And I, in fact, find it a little bit upsetting that such a high office would actually make such a basic error. There's no way that it's planning. I mean, every monkey and his uncle hears developers talk about the fact that it's difficult to fund apartments. And they use the word fund rather than afford. It's silly. We don't win any awards for trying to blame. You know, it's like a child knocking over a glass of milk and say, it wasn't me, mammy, it was me brother. That level of thought process in terms of this crisis.
Okay.
It's much more complex than just simply saying it's planning.
Okay. Now, Conor, when we were speaking to him yesterday, he was making the argument. He said, look, we have to stop. He disagreed, I think I'm right in interpreting him as saying he kind of disagreed with the whole national planning framework. He said, we're trying to push people where they don't want to live.
Again, I think that's a very populist idea. If you look at the world of planning and you look at where development's most successful places, and you're only just giving out about them earlier on, the Scandinavians, the solution there tends to be plan-led approach, or a more plan-led approach, exactly the opposite of what Conor was advocating for. So one of the reasons why we find ourselves in the situation we have is because we've never had a coordinated national plan. Our first ever one was in 2017. And I think the issue is, I do agree with some of his criticism in terms of the national planning framework. One of the issues is that, you know, we haven't changed it quickly or reacted quickly enough to a change in CSO figures. But that doesn't mean that the idea of a national plan is wrong.
Okay, all right. And you accept, though, that there are issues with planning at the moment that need to improve?
Yeah, no, look, anybody who's involved in a system and says, hey, I'm perfect, it's not our fault, needs to deserve to have their head tested. Like, look, planning is part of the problem. It has to be part of the problem. But it's not the problem. Like, for example, we know that the national planning framework needs to change. That's going to trickle down into other local plans. We have a new planning act that's going to find time and difficulty and challenge to be implemented by our members. But it doesn't mean that we are the problem, or that the reason that we don't have, are not building enough houses is because we have plans that are written in the wrong way, or people are being too conservative in their outlook. The issue is much more complex than that, because planners and planning is such a diverse industry and involves so many people. Councillors, they're the ones that adopt the plan. Local communities, they're the ones that influence the councillors and participate in the plan. You know, so it's much more complex than just simply saying it's planning.
Gavin, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Gavin Lawler there, president of the Irish Planning Institute.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.